This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Jeffrey Kirby of Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church of Indian Land, South Carolina.
Son of the Holy Spirit. So, Team Grace, we are currently in the Easter season, and during these 50 days, the Church calls us and summons us to live in the hope and the joy that was won for us by the risen Christ. For Lent, we walk through some of the prayer methods of the Church's spiritual treasury. For this Easter season, I'd like for us to continue to explore the richness of the Church's spiritual life and walk through what is called the Liturgy of the Hours. Many Catholic Christians may not realize that the Church has formal prayers every 3 hours throughout the day, except midnight, so that 7 times a day, the Church is in prayer for the world and for each of us. Again, that's called the Liturgy of the Hours. While the full Liturgy of the Hours is usually only prayed by religious who are in convents and monasteries, all the faithful, each of us, are invited to participate in some of the hours. Now, hours can be confusing, that term. By hours, the Church simply means the set time of prayer. The hours do not last an hour. In fact, the set hour sometimes is only 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. None of the set hours, again, actually last an entire hour. The term is only used because the prayer times are set throughout the hours of the day, so the Liturgy of the Hours. Some of our older Catholics might remember their pastors walking the parish campus and praying through a black leather prayer book. Such a prayer book is called the breviary and is where the Liturgy of the Hours are traditionally contained. So what you were seeing actually was your pastor praying the Liturgy of the Hours, and oftentimes the priest will walk the boundaries of the parish asking for God's protection upon the people entrusted to him. Although now the Liturgy of the Hours can be found on apps or even in monthly paperback installments, the breviary is the traditional form. In addition to priests, deacons, and religious, all the baptized are called to participate and to pray in some of the Liturgy of the Hours. In fact, one of the express calls of the Second Vatican Council as it sought the reform of the Church was the summons for pastors to teach the faithful how to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. And that has been wholly and completely neglected for the past 6 decades. So oftentimes it's comical. Things that people will say is Vatican II, such as the reception of Holy Communion on the hand, which Vatican II did not approve, did not ask for. No council father could ever have imagined that the faithful would receive Holy Communion on the hand. That's not Vatican II. So people will claim things that are Vatican II, but then the things that really are Vatican II, such as teach the faithful to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, again, has been very neglected. Vatican II realized that part of the reform of the Church was going to come to the spiritual life, which is why it expressly called for the teaching of the faithful, the baptized, how to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. And again, that has not yet been done. I'd like for us, therefore, as a parish, to begin to explore this important part of the Church's spiritual treasury. Currently, many leaders of the parish, at my invitation, have been praying the Liturgy of the Hours in their homes. And I'm currently looking for ways for us to expand how we as a community can pray the Liturgy of the Hours in the life of our parish. And so with all that said, you might be wondering, well, what exactly is the Liturgy of the Hours? What do these set prayer times look like? What's included in these times of prayer? The Liturgy of the Hours is the solemn, repetitive praying of the Book of Psalms. So you go to the Old Testament, you look at the Book of Psalms. Throughout the entire day, it's the repetitive, prayerful reflection and repeating of the Book of Psalms. The custom goes all the way back to the Old Testament and to the tabernacle in the desert before King Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem. As King David prepared for his son to build the temple, he formalized the prayers, the poems, and the songs of God's people. Such a collection is what we now call the Book of Psalms. So David knew his son was going to build the temple. He began to collect the prayers and the songs and the poems and so on into the Book of Psalms. Again, those were already being prayed by God's people. David wanted to formalize it because he knew Solomon was going to build the temple. And then throughout the temple, that is what the backbone of the entire temple worship was. And as the temple did in Jerusalem, in the synagogues of local villages, they would continue to repeat the Liturgy of the Hours there in local communities. The Liturgy of the Hours, therefore, is thousands of years old. We see in the gospel books that the Lord Jesus regularly participated in the liturgy of the hours. He was oftentimes going to the synagogue. That wasn't just for Sabbath worship. That was to participate in the sixth hour, the ninth hour, and so on. That's a reference to the liturgy of the hours. The door was going in order to participate in the praying of the Psalms. Incidentally, it should not surprise us, therefore, that the most quoted book in the life of our Lord was the book of Psalms. The most quoted book in his teachings was the book of Deuteronomy. But overall, the most quoted book by our Lord was the book of Psalms, because he was a man of prayer. He was a man of the liturgy of the hours. In fact, we can think that when we pray the liturgy of the hours, we are participating in thousands and thousands and thousands of years of prayers of holy men and women all throughout the generations. When we pray the liturgy of the hours, we are still praying the very prayers that our Lord himself prayed in the synagogue of Nazareth, in the synagogue of Capernaum, in the temple of Jerusalem. We participate in that spiritual praying, that rhythmic offering, that repetitive praying of the book of Psalms. In the Acts of the Apostles, we see that that practice was continued by the apostles. We were told the apostles went to prayer at the ninth hour, the sixth hour, and so on. Again, that's a reference to the liturgy of the hours. So we see even the early church, our forebears, went in order to participate in the liturgy of the hours. The liturgy of the hours is intensely biblical. In addition to the Psalms, there are other parts of the Bible and prayers from salvation history that are included in each set moment of prayer. In fact, those who regularly pray the liturgy of the hours are sometimes caught off guard. Say, wait a minute, why do I know the entire Canticle of Tobias in the Old Testament? Why do I know the Canticle of Mary by memory or the Canticle of Zechariah? Well, because these are regular parts of the liturgy of the hours. They just become the way we pray, the way we think. It shapes and molds our prayer, our perspective, everything. Again, that regular participation in the liturgy of the hours. Now, there's a traditional way of praying the liturgy of the hours, which we'll cover in our series this Easter season. But in the end, the most important thing is that you know and realize this active part of the church's spiritual life, and that each of you begin in some form to begin to pray and participate in this daily prayer of the church throughout the world. Some time ago, someone who had studied theology, a Catholic Christian who had studied theology, said to me, you know, I disagree with Islamic theology, but I very much appreciate their devotion to prayer, the Muslims' devotion to prayer, the set prayers throughout the day. I thought they were joking. And I said, well, you know, we have that too, don't you? What? The liturgy of the hours, the set prayers every 3 hour? Had no idea. Even though they had studied Catholic theology, had no idea. I don't know how they missed it, who their theology professors were. They should get a new evaluation from their dean, right? But somehow they had never known about the liturgy of the hours. They were so shocked when I explained to them the liturgy of the hours that we also have set prayers as Christians, and it's every 3 hours. And we can participate as much as we are able. For this weekend, I want you to know of the church's set time of prayer. I want you to know that at 3 a.m., 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m., the church is in prayer for the world and for each of us. In fact, you can go right to Belmont Abbey, less than an hour from here, and participate in any of the hours you want with the monks. Or you can just get one of the books and pray it at home with your families. And again, we're going to talk more about how we can do that in your homes and as a parish family. The church, through the liturgy of the hours, prepares for and prolongs the effects of the Eucharistic sacrifice. We know that the height of every day is the Eucharistic sacrifice. The Sunday Eucharistic sacrifice is the height of the entire week. In the liturgy of the hours, it helps us to prepare for the sacrifice or to prolong the effects of the sacrifice throughout the day. And by doing so, the liturgy of the hours, and this very much inspires me and blows my mind, I hope this encourages you, that through the liturgy of the hours, every 3 hours, prolonging and preparing the effects of the Eucharistic sacrifice consecrates the entire day to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and covers the entire day with the power of God's grace, which at any point we can ask for the help of. At any point we can look and know that the Lordship of Jesus Christ is being declared by the church throughout the entire day, and that his grace is readily available to each of us. You see how seriously the church takes the spiritual life, how seriously she takes the liturgy of the hours, and how much she wants each of us to be a part of this ancient and beautiful rhythm of prayer. And so now that you know what the liturgy of the hours is, and over the next couple of weeks, we're going to dive more into the liturgy of the hours so that we have a better understanding. And by having a better understanding, we might be more inclined to pray and to participate in the liturgy of the hours. That's going to be our task for the Easter season as a parish family. So by the time we're done and we get to Pentecost at the end of the Easter season, you're all going to be experts on the liturgy of the hours. And you're going to be regular people praying the liturgy of the hours. And then you can share that with your fellow Catholics and Christians and let them know about this ancient and beautiful prayer. So that's going to be our task, Team Grace. And again, we're going to walk step by step through it. By the time we get to the end, we'll be ready to dive in and actively pray the liturgy of the hours. I think it's going to be a powerful day when the families and the domestic churches of Our Lady of Grace Parish are actively praying the liturgy of the hours in their homes, and when we as a parish family are also participating in praying the liturgy of the hours together.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.